the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Just after we went off air last night, we'd had John Cadell and Dee Reddy with us for our weekly music spot. And on the way home, we learnt about the death of Ozzy Osbourne in his mid-70s and something of a heavy metal legend, but also this was had a sort of a subsequent career which brought him back. Because let's, before we talk to John about it, let's just get an example of the Black Sabbath music. I think this would be from the 1970s, War Pigs.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, that would be one of my favourite Black Sabbath tracks, and likes of that, and Paranoid. But really, in reality, weren't Black Sabbath something of a sort of a niche band? You know, they were popular amongst heavy metal set. They didn't have mass popularity, at least even at that stage.
Well, the thing about Black Sabbath is they are heavy metal pioneers, not least because of the Tony Iommi situation. You know the story that he lost the tips of two of his fingers in a factory accident and thought he'd never play guitar again. As it turns out, he found a way, but it was difficult for him to play fast, which was why they sort of had this sort of slow, doom-laden sound. He also couldn't really bend the strings that well. So a lot of that informed the sound of heavy metal. And, you know, it's not an exaggeration to say that Sabbath invented the genre and that we wouldn't have, by their own admission, the likes of Metallica if Sabbath hadn't been around. But whether or not they were massively successful, they certainly were in the 70s with Ozzy in the early years. Things sort of went off the rails towards the middle to late 70s, and Ozzy was pushed out of the band.
Because he was gone way off the rails.
He was.
And this is a man who suffered serious addiction issues.
Yeah, he did. I mean, like, it's fair to say Ozzy lived a life. He had an addictive personality. He did it all. I mean, he did sex, drugs and rock and roll. He really did it all. And to the point that in the late 70s, when he was kicked out of Sabbath, nobody gave him a chance on a solo career. But Sharon Osbourne, who, I don't know if you also know, was Don Arden's daughter, a very, very famous old school type manager from the 60s, probably as famous for managing the Small Faces as he was from sticking Robert Stigwood out a window when he didn't do something that he wanted him to do. So very sort of hardcore. So Sharon, in the background, knew how to manage.
But for many people, the reason Ozzy became famous was, I think, probably one of the original TV reality shows. I mean, before we had the Kardashians, we had the Osbournes.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, like, and I remember at the time there was much grinding and gnashing of teeth among metal fans, and that they didn't want Ozzy to be known for this because, in a sense, in the Osbournes, he came across as this lovable, bumbling fool where, you know, the previous 20, 30 years, he had established himself as, you know, a unique figure in rock, one of the pioneers of heavy metal, you know, songs about, like, sinister doings.
Well, as one listener says, you remember it used to be said that if you played Black Sabbath music backwards, the devil would appear.
that's true. I mean, that's what they were known for. You know, Sabbath were a dangerous sort of like...
So he went from hardcore to mainstream.
He did. And, you know, it is fair to say that he is as well known for the average Joe on the street, probably better known for the Osbournes than he is for his music. And I'm not saying that's the way it should be, but if you asked three people in a bar stool how they know Ozzy Osbourne, two of them would probably tell you from the Osbournes.
Yeah,
it was a massive success.
He had it rough health-wise, didn't he, in recent years? When there was a major gig, wasn't there, in Birmingham from recently, which is where he was from originally?
Yeah, what happened was on the last Black Sabbath tour, three of the original members were on stage, but Bill Ward was deemed not fit enough to play. Now, Bill Ward obviously didn't take kindly to this, so there was a sense of unfinished business. And this last concert called Back to the Beginning, which was an all-star event featuring Guns N' Roses, the aforementioned Metallica, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, they all came out to pay homage. Black Sabbath reunited for a four-song set at the end, the original four members. And it's hard to believe, Matt, that was only 2.5 weeks ago and now Ozzy's dead.
Did he really bite the head off a bat?
He did, thinking it was a stage prop. I mean, and these are the old tropes that come out about Ozzy. You know, he relieved himself on the Alamo. He bit a head off a live bat. He thought it was a stage prop. He was probably out of it.
He was jailed for burglary as well when he was young.
He was. I mean, remember, like, the guy...
And he had a rough time. Apparently, he was sexually abused by two boys as a child.
Yeah, the guys from Black Sabbath, Matt, like, they were destined to end up in the factory. They actually came from nothing. And that was as inspiring for the man in the street as their music was, because they weren't meant to make it. They weren't meant to make anything. Tony, Bill, Geezer and Ozzy were just meant to be factory workers, but they rose above it, and they did. They pioneered hard rock and heavy metal music, without a doubt.
How long was he with Sharon? Because wasn't he also one stage arrested, accused of attempting to murder her?
Yeah, he was. I mean, this was all part and parcel of his addiction issues. He did. He blacked out. He wound up in jail, and he asked what he was there for, and the police told him, "You're here for the attempted murder of Sharon Osbourne," and he didn't even remember having tried to strangle her. I mean, the guy was absolutely out of it. But I remember at the time, Sharon said that Ozzy is very, very unwell and asking fans to send him letters and cards because he was in a really, really dark place. I think, you know, he did. He tried to strangle his wife, not from anything, I think, other than the fact that he was completely out of his mind.
And she stuck by him all the time. She nursed him through a very serious accident on a quad bike. He relapsed into alcoholism and drug use and nursed him through that.
Yeah.
Extraordinary life, extraordinary story. Thank you very much, John Cadell.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.